You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
De SBS National Language Competition is dus nog in volle gang en duurt nog tot 27 september. Iedereen mag meedoen als er maar een taal geleerd wordt. Ik sprak ook met Matt Riddle, die al jaren bezig is om Nederlands te leren. Ik vroeg hem eerst maar eens te vertellen waarom hij Nederlands leert.
Well, my wife's Dutch and I started actually with a CAE course many years ago and did the basics. And I really quite liked it. And then once we had children, I guess the motivation was that I really wanted to be able to understand the Dutch conversation that would be happening in the household. And I also wanted to be able to speak to my wife's family when I go to visit in Holland. And some of the members of the family don't really speak a lot of English. So it's really important that I'm able to at least understand and hopefully converse with other people in Dutch.
Hoping that they're not talking about you.
Well, sometimes the interesting thing is that when I was learning in the first place, it wasn't really apparent how much I'd learned in between trips, you see. So when I started to go along to some of the family events and laugh at some of the jokes, people sort of started turning to each other saying, does he understand what we're saying? And sometimes it was about me. So, yes, exactly.
Yeah, we have a habit of talking in Dutch about the people around us. So I take it your wife is trying to raise your kids bilingually?
That's right.
And how's that going?
They're both way better than me. We've got one who's 4 and one who's 7. And they've both had a lot of exposure to Dutch now. So she has pretty much spoken to them in Dutch their whole lives. And we've also had au pairs. And I think we've had 10 au pairs. And I think about 7 of those, 6 or 7 has spoken Dutch as well. So in the household, there's a lot of Dutch as well as a lot of English because I speak in English to the kids. So they really do get raised with natural language from each of us, and that's the goal.
But you're totally outnumbered, aren't you?
I'm completely outnumbered, both in terms of being the only male in the house, including the cat. They're all females, but they're also incredibly clever and able to pick up the language so well. So yes, I'm outnumbered. That's okay.
Do the cats speak Dutch as well?
The cat meows in Dutch for sure. I've noticed that Lotta speaks Dutch to the cat as well. I think that just must be habit form, you know, formed from talking to kids.
Lotta's your wife?
Lotta's my wife, yeah.
Okay, so you're an Australian male living in Australia in a Dutch household surrounded by females who speak Dutch.
Yep, that's exactly it.
You had your back against the wall, really, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I had no choice. I do really enjoy learning a new language, and I found that it also helps me to understand the culture. You know, I'm fascinated by the common roots of the language and also the untranslatable words, you know, gezelligheid and lekker, you know, these sorts of words that are so intriguing and you hear so commonly in the language and then you want to understand what they really mean. I found it sort of enriched my understanding of the culture. And because my wife and I met in 2001, I've had quite a bit of a chance to understand a bit, yeah.
You're learning Dutch. You've been learning Dutch for quite a long time, by the sounds of it. I have to hear you speak Dutch now. Ga nu maar wat in het Nederlands zeggen.
Ik kan wat in het Nederlands zeggen, ja. Misschien niet zo heel veel, maar ik kan wel praten. Ik vind het een beetje moeilijk. Maar, ja.
Praten gaat moeilijker dan luisteren?
Ja, ja, eigenlijk ja.
Well, there's a big difference between the active knowledge of a language and the passive knowledge. The passive knowledge is that you can read it and understand it when it's been spoken to you or on television. And the active knowledge of a language means that you actually participate with that language yourself. There's a big difference in the two abilities.
Exactly. And also, I think the other trick is that it can be quite difficult to have the space to practice conversational Dutch because when you go to Holland, let's face it, most people who you speak to speak such good English that they hear an accent and they start to speak back to you in English. So you need to have some discipline and try to find space to speak it. And as I've said, I'm trying to speak English to my kids so that they've got a good model for English at home. So I don't really practice speaking it at home. So I go to the classes on Monday nights with Madalief so that I can really have a chance to safely practice speaking. And I'm actually finding that it really helps to have that space to just be able to get a little bit more confident with finding the right words, because I do have quite a lot of vocabulary. It's just lodged deeply in there somewhere. So when I need to bring it out, I need some sort of stimulus. And yeah, the lessons really provide me with that opportunity. So I really enjoy it.
And when you do go to the Netherlands, yes, those Dutch people speak English so well, and they're so willing to show it off, aren't they?
They are. They are really good at it, though. So it's very frustrating as an adult learner. But there are times that when I'm in Holland where we'll meet with people perhaps who are from an older generation, where I'll need to survive on it. And actually that can be really helpful to me to trigger a bit more learning. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah. I do remember a conversation with Lotta's grandmother, her oma, early on in our relationship, where I really hadn't understood and learnt any Dutch yet. And we were left alone in the room, and she ended up walking closer and closer to me, shouting louder and louder. Het is donkerbuiten. Het is donkerbuiten. And she's pointing outside. And I can't remember, but I was looking outside for a donkey, and I couldn't really translate what she was talking about because she was pointing to how dark it was becoming, and I didn't really understand that. But by the time my wife walked back into the room, she was nose to nose with me, sort of shouting the same words at me. So I think that was a bit of motivation to learn a bit of Dutch.
Yeah, the louder you shout.
And the slower you talk. Maybe the dumb Australian will pick it up, but yeah, didn't work.
So your daughter is doing Dutch as well?
Both of the girls go to see Madalief on a Saturday. Every second Saturday she has a children's class. So they're both going to her, and they both really like it. It's very sort of focused on activities. I think they made cupcakes last time and things like that. But they'll learn the vocabulary for everything as they go through, and Madalief just speaks to them in Dutch and talks all about it. And sometimes the kids speak back in English, but she'll encourage them through different activities to engage with the language. So it's a really great thing for them to do.
Dat was Matt Riddle met zijn rug tegen de muur. Zijn er nog meer Australiërs die voor hun partner Nederlands willen leren? Neem dan contact met me op via e-mail jopie.witsand@sbs.com.au.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.